Good morning, everyone. Today is Thursday morning, the 9th of February, 2023. Today we're going to be looking at a very well-known chapter in 2 Timothy chapter 4. We've covered this many times, but I think it needs to be repeated. I don't think we can preach it too much. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Shall be turned unto fables. What are fables? What are fables? A short story, typically with animals, as characters conveying a moral story. That's one of the definitions. Fictitious tales. Fictitious. Fictitious meaning something that's not true. A fictitious narrative or statement, something that is not true. That's what they're going to be turned unto, something that is not true. And it says that they shall be turned their ears from the truth. That's what it says. They will turn their ears from the truth and be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. I am now ready to be offered, and my time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Unto all them also that love his appearing. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Cretans to Galatia, and Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. And Tychius have I sent to Ephesus, the cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus will thou comest bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou aware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. Have you ever had a coppersmith in your life? Have you ever had an Alexander the coppersmith in your life? I have. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Have you ever been delivered out of the mouth of the lion? I know I have. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus abode at Corinth, but Trophimus have I left at Miletium sick. Do thy diligence to come before winter. Eubulus greeteth thee, and Prudence, and Linus, and Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. The second epistle unto Timotheus, ordained the first bishop of the church of the Ephesians, was written from Rome when Paul was brought before Nero the second time. Well, there's quite a bit in this chapter. Just to do a quick recap. Paul says that we are to be instant in season, out of season, to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. I had a fellow tell me one time, I'm getting tired of all this doctrine. Well, Paul says the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They shall be turned their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. You know, so we see a lot of that going on right now. All kind of strange doctrines out there. Well, I'm going to turn this over to Mark. Mark. I'm going to turn this over to him, and as he reads this, what I'd like for you to do is apply what Paul is teaching to the today. Apply to what he's teaching to right now in this world.
Second Timothy chapter 4, I charge thee therefore before God, Lord Jesus Christ, to judge the quick and the dead, his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. After their own lust shall they heap themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, departed unto Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring with thee, for he is profitable for the ministry. And Tychius have I sent to Ephesus, the cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus. And thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. I was saying the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou aware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. At my first no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute Prisca and Aquila in the house of Onesiphorus, Erastus abode at Corinth, Trophimus, Ephraimus had left at Miletus sick. Do thy diligence to come before winter. Eubulus greeteth thee, and Pudens, and Linus, Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. The second epistle on Timotheus, ordained the first bishop of the church of the Ephesians, was written from Rome when Paul was brought from Nero the second time.
Thank you, Mark.
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of people out there today preaching false doctrine. Fables. May the good Lord be with you today. It's my prayer. God bless.